Before breakfast, the fire drill alarm sounded. Everybody jumped up and rushed off to help. It was very exciting. While everyone was out doing fire duty, the camp counselors checked the cabins and lockers for cigarettes. They didn't find any. The next morning, the friends decided to go canoeing on the lake.
"I'm going to get the boys and we'll go straight to the lake. Coming?"
said Amy to Kat.
"I'll meet you down there,"
said Kat. Kat and Amy were sharing a cabin with Laura and Courtney. Laura was in the bathroom brushing her teeth, so Kat was chatting to Courtney. Kat and Courtney both loved art, and they often talked when Laura wasn't around.
"Hey, Courtney, do you want to come to the lake with us? It's going to be a beautiful hot day,"
said Kat.
"Yeah, I'd love to come with you guys, but..."
Courtney said.
"But what?"
said Kat.
"It's just that, well, I'll have to see what Laura wants to do,"
said Courtney.
"Laura can come too, but you should come even if she doesn't want to. It's going to be great,"
said Kat. Just then, Laura came back.
Laura, Kat just invited us to go to the lake with her and the others,"
said Courtney nervously.
"Well, we can't,"
said Laura.
"Why not?"
asked Courtney.
"Because we're going to go and suntan with Zach and Eric."
"But I don't really want to suntan. I want to swim and canoe,"
said Courtney. Laura gave Courtney a mean look.
"Too bad,"
said Laura.
"Get the bathing suits and let's go. Zach and Eric are waiting."
Courtney didn't say anything as she walked away. Kat couldn't let Laura get away with it.
"Stop telling Courtney what to do, Laura,"
she shouted. Some other girls were walking past and they heard Kat's angry voice. They stopped at the door and looked in.
"Why don't you mind your own business, Kat Kinski?"
said Laura. She grabbed her bathing suit from Courtney and walked towards the group of girls at the door. At the door, she turned around.
"I hope you've thrown those cigarettes of yours away, Kat,"
she said.
"What are you talking about?"
asked Kat.
"Well, I heard that you're a secret smoker,"
Laura said with a mean smile.
"That's a lie!"
shouted Kat. But Laura had already walked out. The other girls looked at each other and at Kat. They walked off whispering to each other. Courtney looked at Kat and walked out without saying another word. Kat was so angry. Those girls would tell everyone, even though it was a total lie. There was nothing she could do to stop them. If she shouted that it wasn't true, it would just make her look guiltier. What could she do? She just needed to sit quietly and think for a while.
"Everybody's gone to the lake. I'll go to the boat shed down at the river. There won't be anybody down there now,"
she thought.